You know, I do love when you watch a movie and there are people that are really, really good actors. I had this the other day, and you don't know who that guy is, but you go, he's always going to be the guy from Office Space who says, "Where's my stapler?"
Right.
He's one of our best actors, but I don't know his name, and I know
Stephen Root. You don't know who Stephen Root is?
I wouldn't know his name.
Oh my God, he's been in so many amazing things. He's in everything, first of all.
Hang on a second.
Jimmy Johnson from News Radio.
Okay.
Didn't you see News Radio? Wasn't that your favorite show as a radio person?
News Radio was great. I don't remember him as that. I do, now that you bring it up, I remember him, but I remember him more as the stapler guy.
Right, because that was sort of iconic for him. Yeah. Yeah, I could see why you know him as the stapler guy. Office Space, very memorable. He's Bill Dautry from King of the Hill. What about that?
It's a cartoon, so.
Yeah, but the voice. No?
No. I mean, no. But from now on, when I see him, I go, I can't see anything. Even when he was in Get Out.
Right.
He was a blind guy in Get Out. He was still the stapler dude.
How about he was the judge in Justified? You love Justified.
You mean Idiocracy?
No, Justified.
He was in Justified. He was in Idiocracy, too, as the judge.
That's what I was going to say next. He was in Idiocracy as well.
But he was the stapler guy in Idiocracy. He was the stapler guy in True Blood. He was the stapler guy in whatever else. He's a great actor.
Okay, in my mind, he definitely is the stapler guy for sure. Like, when I think of him, it's hard not to see him as anything but that. However, he happens to be one of the major characters in one of my favorite movies in the whole wide world. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
As the stapler guy. He's the stapler guy that works or owns a radio station. I think that's what he was doing
right
in that movie, but he's still the stapler guy. So,
yeah, right. He's the radio station manager. But, you know, it's interesting because he was Jimmy James at the same time that he was Milton from Office Space. So it was like the two completely different characters. Like Milton was like this kind of nerdy guy who was weird and falling apart. And then Jimmy James was the billionaire who owned the radio station. So it kind of really shows what an amazing actor he is. Like what you were saying to begin with, like he's so talented.
But that's why I don't think of him as Jimmy James.
Right.
Because he played such a different part. I mean, the guy held himself differently, dressed differently, talked differently. It was a completely different character. But even on True Blood, he was a different type of character. But he's still going to be the stapler guy. Right. So one of our best actors, and it ruined it for me.
Yeah.
When I watch something with my kids and Tom Hanks comes on, he's always going to be Woody.
Right, to them.
Yeah, so when I say, hey, let's watch Forrest Gump, they're like, I don't know what that is. Well, it's Woody. Oh, okay.
Woody's in it, yeah. Oh, God, don't show them Philadelphia.
Philadelphia or Castaway, you know. Woody talks to a soccer ball.
Yeah, but in Philadelphia, he dies. So don't show him. He's the AIDS guy. Don't show him that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that'll break their hearts.
Yeah, because he's got a new movie out. And the previews, they had it on football yesterday. And it looked pretty good. And I just turned to my kid and went, that's Woody. Oh, right.
Well, come on. I mean, I guess it's the same thing with Matthew McConaughey. I mean, every role he does, I keep waiting for him to go, all right, all right, all right.
Yeah, because he's one joint away from being that guy all the time.
Right.
So, and when you watch Tim Allen is not Tim Allen. Tim Allen is Buzz Lightyear.
Right, exactly. Every time I see Tim Allen, I'm like, why isn't he saying to infinity and beyond?
He should. That's all he should say.
Like, no matter what if he's playing like a dad or like, you know, the dad of like somebody who just died, he should look at the camera and just go, to infinity and beyond.
And he did whatever that show was, the Tool Time show.
Uh-huh.
He did that for 25 seasons. Nobody knows that. They know him as Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
But Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, he's Buzz Lightyear. And the funniest thing is, so I know an actor who's in Tool Time and I've never seen it. Like, I never watched my friend in the show. And I still look at Tim Allen. I'm like, oh, look, Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear or Santa Claus. He almost broke out to being something else for a second, but he's still Buzz Lightyear.